With Thanksgiving now in the rearview mirror, the holiday season is on. And jumpstarting the season is one of New Orleans' premier visual arts and civic events, the 26th Annual Art Against AIDS, a gala bash at the New Orleans Museum of Art benefiting the No AIDS Task Force. The event this year takes place on December 1st, World AIDS Day. Actor, author, designer, and event spokesman Brian Batt.
It's a wonderful event, Art Against AIDS. The No AIDS Task Force was started 29 years ago. And I don't know if people know this, but unfortunately, New Orleans is number 5 in the country for AIDS infections. And we've got to do something. And this task force is amazing with its outreach programs for education. And this is one way we can support it and kick off the holiday season with a great, fun gala. And what's great about this event is it's open to everyone. When you walk into the museum, you'll be greeted by the Shades of Praise Gospel Choir. And I can't tell you, it brought tears to my eyes last year when I walked in. It was so beautiful. The sound was so magical, reverberating on those beautiful marble walls with this art, and it just looks fantastic.
The Art Against AIDS Holiday Gala, presented by the John Burton Harter Charitable Trust, features a silent auction of juried art pieces with art from many of our area's top artists.
Like Amanda Talley, Jacqueline Bishop, Douglas Bourgeois, Mion Ferger, tons of great artists, great food, great music.
And paper prayers return this year, the art form based on the Japanese tradition of offering painted strips of paper as prayers for healing the sick. There is an added dimension where you can participate online.
If you go to the website, www.artagainstaids.org, you can type in a prayer or a message or a sentiment or a holiday greeting or poetry. And at the event throughout the evening, we'll have projectors and they will project your messages all over the walls of the museum. That's why the theme this year is 1,000 words, be a part of something big.
This year's honorary co-chairs of Art Against AIDS are Lynn Emery, known around the globe for her contemporary kinetic sculptures, and Skylar Fine, whose provocative installations have garnered international acclaim.
Lynn Emery shows at Arthur Rogers, does these fantastic mobile sculptures with a lot of movement, made of very light metal, and they're very bright and very ethereal. In fact, there's one being done in Baton Rouge at the Capitol that's humongous. And they're beautiful. Skylar Fine is, I think, redefining pop art in a way. He does these incredible cutouts and paints. In fact, I have one that's called Batman on Poppers, which is just, he did this wonderful thing for Prospect One called Remembering the Room Upstairs. And it was in, I think, the early 70s, this horrible tragedy where this bar, it was a gay bar that was fire torched or whatever, and they blocked the exit, and like I think 30 something or I can't remember how many men burned to death trying to get out
in the French Quarter.
And he did this tribute to them. It was an incredible installation, and which moved to New York. And he's becoming very, very, very popular.
Both Emery and Fine are offering personal tours of their studios at the auction. As the No AIDS Task Force works to reduce the spread of HIV infection through education awareness, it is hoped that Art Against AIDS will leave you with
that really good feeling that you've helped someone who needs your help. Unfortunately, every 9.5 minutes, someone in the United States is infected with HIV. And that's too much. And we can do something about it.
Shades of Praise Gospel Choir, the Sirens of New Orleans, Dorian Rush, and more will be on hand to kick off the 26th Annual Art Against AIDS Art Auction and Holiday Gala at the New Orleans Museum of Art, Saturday, December 1st, 8 p.m. to midnight. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO. I'm Diane Mack.